Hi, baby. Yeah, I know it's late. No, nothing's wrong. I had a date tonight. No, I've been home for a while. And then he just left. Yeah, it was good. Of course, that's why I called. I know you like to hear about it. And you know I like telling you about it. So there is that. Well, when he got here, I just answered the door wearing a t-shirt. That was all. It wasn't long before he threw me over the back of the couch and took me. Just fast and raw. Of course I came. You know me. I like it that way. Why else would I have answered the door that way? No. I didn't clean up. I just threw on my clothes. My dripping wet pussy getting my underwear all wet. And we went out to dinner. Dinner was uneventful. There were just a little bit too many people for me to do what I wanted to do. We went to the movies after. That was a little more fun. He wasn't quite sure what to do with me. I took his hand and put it down my pants and my underwear. And just put his fingers on my clit. I have no idea how many times I came during the movie. Would you believe I actually managed to stay quiet? Yeah, I know. Rare, right? Well, yeah, I am touching myself right now. I like telling you these things. The real fun happened when we got back to my place. We barely made it through the door before we started tearing each other's clothes off. I grabbed onto him and pulled him to the bedroom. He's got a perfectly fine leash built on for me to pull him by. I made him do something he didn't really want to do, but I told him the only way that he was going to get my pussy again tonight was if he licked me clean and made me come a few times all over his face. Are you touching yourself, baby, thinking about this? Mm-hmm. course he did it. I mean, after he was rubbing my pussy and making me come for almost 2 hours at the movies, he was just a little bit horny. He wanted me to give him head so bad. And the look he gave me when I said no was almost priceless. But I just wanted him buried deep inside my cunt again. Feel my pussy all filled up. I got on my hands and knees so he could fuck me from behind. I just wanted it hard. And yes, I was thinking about how miserable and how horny you'd get when I was telling you about someone else fucking me, about me coming on someone else's cock. I told him he wasn't allowed to come until I was done with him. He was actually a good boy. He listened. I was thinking about how good your cock feels in me while you was fucking me. I was. You know I always do, baby. Of course I'm lying here in the mess that he and I made. I know you like thinking about my sloppy cum-filled pussy. I bet you wish you were here right now. I bet you'd love to be fucking me right now. This cum-filled pussy of mine. Fucking me, trying to get the feel of him off of me. I know you, baby. Oh. that you can just picture me on my hands and knees, slamming back into him as he's fucking me, screaming into my pillow. But right now, your balls are swollen, wanting to come so badly. Thinking about him not being able to take it anymore, how badly he needed to come in my pussy. Told him the next time that I came that he could come in me, to shove his cock deep in me and fill me up with his cum. Pussy clamping down on his cock as he came at me. Oh, pulsing around him. Fuck. I bet you just came thinking about him filling me with his cum, didn't you? I thought so. Fuck. Oh, I've come so much tonight, baby. No, don't go clean up. You sleep in that mess you made. I want you to wake up in the morning thinking about me. Thinking about me sleeping with my pussy filled with someone else's cum. You know I like torturing you this way. That's why I do it. And you love it. Or you wouldn't be lying there in your bed covered in cum, not getting up to clean it up, would you? Okay. Well, I'm gonna go to sleep now. And yeah. No, I'm not gonna call you tomorrow. But the next time I have a date and I get fucked, I promise I'll call you and tell you all about it. Good night, baby.